The budget cuts that have a growing number of people worried are part of last year's compromise on raising the debt ceiling. Congressman Mike Turner and members of the forum agree that if those cuts happen, it will devastate the local economy. Deborah Gross is executive director of Dayton Defense, a trade organization representing 300 companies and about 15,000 employees in the region. She spoke about sequestration playing out on the world stage and expressed concerns about how this affects our national security.
In these perilous times, sequestration will communicate to the world that the United States is willing to compromise, even sacrifice, its military strength for what appears to be politics. This should not be, and it is nothing short of outrageous.
Gross said this is a community of survivors, but also urged contractors to come up with plans to endure sequestration.
We are drowning in a sea of uncertainty.
Sam Greenwood, board chairman of the Green Tree Group in Dayton, focused in on the $500 billion cut in defense spending over the next 10 years.
The result will be national turmoil, not even yet imagined. Acquisition programs will be terminated, dropped. Government personnel jobs will be cut. I don't care what you read, you can't keep them on. Contracts will be terminated. Many firms, such as mine, in the Miami Valley are reeling from actions that the Pentagon has already stepped into in anticipation of tremendous reductions of their appropriations. And I don't blame them, I would too.
Congressman Turner rounded out the forum by reiterating the threat that sequestration cuts are for the Miami Valley. He says his office will be ramping up awareness on the issue in the coming weeks. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.